In today's Mishnah, we're on the sixth and final Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechet Megillah, and then we'll begin the fourth Perek. We're keen to discussing the unique Torah linings that are read on special days. So Mishnah begins, B'chanukah, when it comes to Chanukah, meaning in 8 days of Chanukah, we read the Parashat of the Nisim, meaning the Korban of the Nisim, the heads of the tribes, brought during the inauguration of Chanukah and Mizbeach, inauguration of the Mishkan. And each day we read from each Nasi. On the final day we read from the 8th all the way to the end. And that's why the last day, or one end explanation, why the last day of Chanukah is referred to Zot Chanukah, because that's part of the laning there. But Purim, when it comes to Purim, we read Vayavo Amalek, the laning of when Amalek came, the Mechamet Amalek, the fight against Amalek. And that is because we explained in yesterday's Mishnah that Haman is a descendant of Amalek itself, came from Amalek. Rosh Chodeshim, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we read Boroshei Chodeshim, we actually start slightly earlier, but that refers to the korbanot that were brought in the Beit HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. The Ma'amadot, on the Ma'amadot, as we explained, and this is back in Masechta Tanit, that Am Yisrael were divided into, meaning the Israelim, Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarot, and they worked in the Beit HaMikdash on a rotation basis, similarly with the Levim. But all of Am Yisrael were also divided up. We explained that each week, some of the group that was rostered on would go and be present when the korban tamid was offered in the Beit HaMikdash, while the rest would go into shul. They would fast from Monday to Thursday, and they would also recite special laning from Masa Bereshit, as the mission explained from Masa Bereshit. And back in Masech Tatana, we explain how it was all broken up. But Taniot, when it came to special fast days, they would read the Parashat Brachot or Klalot, which comes from Parashat Bechukotai. The Rambam explains this only refers to Taniot that were decreed on the Tzibur due to particular calamities. However, the rest of the Taniot that were for fast days that we're more familiar with, that commemorate or that we remember the particular bad events in a history, that we read as we're familiar with the Parashat Vayachel. Mishnah continues, Ein mafsikin beklalot. When reading klalot, we don't call two people up, so we don't break in the middle of klalot to call somebody else up. Why? So ela rather, echad koreat kulam, one person reads them all. And that is because we don't want to make a bracha on klalot, so therefore we start prior to klalot, and we end after klalot, so the brachas that are made are not recited on the klalot directly themselves. It says, B'sheni uvachamishi uvamincha, korin kesidram. When it comes to the normal laning, if there's no special event, B'sheni, I mean on Monday, on Thursday, and during mincha, we read the Parashat HaShavua. However, ein olin lahem min hacheshbon, which means that despite the fact we may be reading Rishon, say on Monday or Thursday, we'd still read Rishon once again when it comes to Shabbat. How do we know that we have to have special laning related to an event or a special event that happens on that day, say Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, etc.? That is Shinema, as it says, Vadeh Moshe Modei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Now that pasuk is superfluous, so rather we understand that Moshe is teaching them that we have to talk about the halachot of each moed on the moed. So therefore, from here we learn, Mitzvatan Shukorin Kol Echad V'Echad Bizmano. We have to read the parasha that relates to that moed during that moed itself. And we also learned previously that he was Moshe Rabbeinu was also Metaken, that we should start learning halachas of the Chag on the day. And also previously that the Metaken, we saw Machlok and Chachamim and Rebbe Eliezer, I think it was, regarding how long prior to the Moed we should really start learning about halachas. Let's now begin Perek Revi. Mishnah says, Hakreta Megillah Omed V'Yoshev. When it comes to reading the Megillah, you can do so either standing or sitting. Unlike when it comes to laning from the Torah, one has to stand. As Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vata Po Amodi Madid, you have to stand along with me. Kara'a echad, karu shnaim, meaning when it comes to Priyat Megillah, if two people are reading the Megillah at the same time, meaning even if two people are reading at the same time, it's still yatsa'u, meaning those that are listening would be yotze. Now normally we say that when there are two voices at the same time, that you cannot discern it, and when it comes to, for example, Kriyat HaTorah, if two people are learning at the same time, one would not be yotze. However, because Kriyat Megillah is considered dear, it's chaviv, therefore, those that are listening have a greater attention, be more attentive, and they'd be able to discern between, say, two voices. Mishnah continue. Makom shnal gavrech yavrech, v'shalol lavrech lo yavrech. So Mishnah seems to say here that whether we make a bracha on Kriyat Megillah is dependent on minhag. However, the Gemara explains this is only referring to the bracha after Kriyat Megillah, which is Haravid Rivenu. However, the brachas that precede Kriyat Megillah, which is Al-Mikrat Megillah, Shasanisim v'shichan, all those three brachot, one is obligated to make that bracha. It's not dependent on minhag. This is in contrast, once again, to Kriyat HaTorah, where the bracha before and after are mandated. Let's continue. B'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbat mincha, korin shlosha. The number of people that are called up to the Torah on Monday, Thursday, and mincha, that is three. It says, in pochatin, you cannot do less. Similarly, v'in mosfim alehim, you cannot do more. Now, why is it you cannot do more? That is simply because on Monday and Thursday, they're work days. And we don't want to hold people too back when they have to go out to do work. when it comes to Mincha as well, because generally Mincha on Shabbos is done close to Chashecha, close to the end of Shabbos, and because people generally were meant to be spending time on Shabbos learning. Consequently, we limit the amount of Aliyot and Mincha on Shabbos as well. Likewise, we do not do Haftorah from Navi, from Nach, on Monday, Thursday, or Shabbat Mincha. What the Mishnah is saying here is that when it came to Kriyat HaTorah at the time of the Mishnas, the first person that was called up, that person would be the one that made the bracha beforehand, and the last person would make a bracha, he would make the bracha after laning. However, so he already explained in the Gemara that they made a gezeirah that they would make brachas before and after each person who was called up to the Torah. Now, why is that? That is because you have concern that people that came into shul late or left early. I mean, if a person came in late and saw someone getting called up to the Torah and he didn't make a bracha before, he would think you don't make a bracha before you called up to the Torah. Likewise, if someone leaves early and didn't see the last person get called up, he would think you don't make a bracha after laning from the Torah. Consequently, the Matak and the Chacham Institute, each person gets called up, will make a bracha before and bracha after. Those are the Mishnah today.